This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. officials say President Joe Biden will be candid and direct when he speaks on Friday with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping about Washington's high concern that Beijing may provide Moscow with weapons for its war against Ukraine. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has details.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters a day ahead of the call that President Biden will warn President Xi of consequences should China allow Russia to use its military equipment or other support in Ukraine.
We'll make clear that China will bear responsibility for any actions it takes to support Russia's aggression, and we will not hesitate to impose costs.
Biden's call will also give the U.S. government an opportunity to assess where the Chinese president stands on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department has confirmed that a U.S. citizen was killed in Ukraine on Thursday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed in remarks with reporters at the State Department in Washington that an American citizen was killed, but he did not have further details. A Ukrainian police official said earlier that numerous people, including a U.S. citizen, were killed after shelling by Russian troops in Chernihiv in northern Ukraine near the Belarus border. The head of the regional police in Chernihiv region said there was enemy artillery in a residential area in the city center. Police said the total number of people killed in the shelling was unknown. Rescue workers on Thursday dug survivors out of the rubble of a theater in the besieged city of Mariupol, which Ukraine said had been hit by a Russian airstrike Wednesday as people sheltered there from bombardments. Russia has denied